Clashes have broken out between Venezuelan security forces and protesters on the country's borders with Brazil and Colombia. The Venezuelan National Guard used tear gas to disperse the protesters. Similar clashes took the lives of two protesters on Saturday. The aim of the demonstrations is to pressure Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to allow U.S. aid convoys into the country. Maduro has rejected the aid, saying it is a Trojan horse that will pave the way for U.S. military intervention in his country. Earlier, we spoke to our correspondent to discuss the aid row between Venezuela and the U.S. He says experts believe Caracas is doing the right thing not to allow the U.S. convoy into the country.
From the perspective of the Venezuelan government, there is an operation that is led by the U.S. government and also with the allies from the Colombian government and the Brazilian government, who surpassed the Venezuelan border in illegal terms. Such a move is a violation to international law. For this reason, the Venezuelan government insists in not allowing such surpassing by these individuals. And in the past, this humanitarian aid operation has been used for the traffic of secret weapons in order to prepare military or paramilitary troops inside the country that is attacked. In the recent past, weapons trying to be put inside of Venezuela from abroad, from Colombia, from Brazil, have been detected. So in this context, experts believe that the Venezuelan government is acting properly.